Hi, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Colin?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Colin. My name is Tyler. I'm the specialist here in the department that handles product details and pricing. How's your day going today, sir?
Pretty good. Pretty good. How about you?
My day's going well. You know, thank you for asking. No complaints. Happy Friday to you. Just overall here. I know you were speaking briefly with Lulu. She's one of our mapping coordinators for the department. Did she do a good job explaining the basics of the program and where it is we would have you showing up on the front page?
She did. Yes, sir.
Perfect. Now, she brought me on the line so I can go over the rate reduction with you, but before I just start hitting you with the discounted rate, if you have any questions in regards to how the program works or what we're going to be doing for you, aside from hearing just the price point?
So pretty much I'm going to be on the first page for that slot, and then how long is – you just run me – I don't know. You tell me. Just run me through whatever you want.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So basically it is up for – it's offered to you on a month-per-month basis. There's no contracts whatsoever, okay? But the program does require a 2-month verbal agreement. That strictly makes us performance-based, but the only way we're going to keep you coming back to us, Colin, is by providing results within the first 2-month time frame that we quote you. So it is offered to you with a 2-month verbal agreement, but the pricing is offered month-per-month with no contracts. Now, the Platinum Package is what you qualified for today. It does hold all the tools that's needed in order for any company to see a very large return on investment. We implement all the tools that Google looks for on a day-to-day basis in order to help you rank on the front page. Now, normally without any of the discounts implemented, because a website is built for you, and normally that comes at a $300 value themselves when the clients just want us to build the website for them. However, that's part of the package, but normally without any of the discounts, it runs at $499. And it does come with a $199 programming fee. But with the discount implemented, the rate reduction of the new in business rate waives the programming fee entirely and reduces the $499 down to $149. And that will be a fixed flat rate and out the door. There's no other hidden fees, no other surcharges, and I would be waiving the entire programming fee involved.
So $149, that's including the website,
sir,
and everything?
Yes, that would include a website. This would also include you getting on the front page of Google as a top recommended option in your local area. This way calls come directly to you and you wouldn't have to worry about paying any kind of a lead fee. In addition to that, what we're also going to be providing for you would be first page placement on Bing. Consumers could do the exact same thing as call you directly through that search engine as well. And then what we would also provide for you is the helping of your the ranking. We help the ranking of your business by placing you on 60 online directories. Now, these directories are directories Google indexes daily in order to help companies rank on the front page, especially for being newer. So you'll be placed on, like, the BetterBusinessBureau.org, Yahoo, Yelp, Yellow Pages, City Search, Chamber of Commerce, U.S. Local Directory, etc., just to name some of the bigger ones. But what that's really going to do for you is not only build you up a dominant presence out there online, of course, but Google, like I said, it's going to help your ranking when they have their web crawlers come across your information on those directories. That will move you up on the map listing. And then what we also provide for you is going to be the we build you a website. That way your consumers would have something to land on. The website would be up and running for you within as little as 5 business days. We also offer the hosting, the managing, and the maintenance of it. This way you never have to worry about doing it on your own, of course. But what we would do is send you over an example of how it looks on that 5th business day. Once we get your approval, we would then attach to Google, Bing, and the directory submissions. That way, like I said, if those are avenues clients choose to go down to search for your services, they'd be able to call you from whatever platform they decide to do that search from. Okay, and then what we also provide for you, Colin, is the mobile devices, and that's because nowadays everybody is doing internet searches from their cell phones wherever they're located, and like I said, the location's always changing when they're traveling. So what we're going to do is mobily optimize the business. That way you do show up from anybody searching from any iPhone, any Android, and you're also going to be showing up from anybody searching from any kind of tablet out there. So when it comes to your online exposure, Colin, we literally cover all of your bases. Okay, now, the program is going to get you found for 15 different keywords or keyword phrases. That way, if any of the variations related to what you offer, whether a consumer would go in and type in, like, pressure washing services, exterior pressure washing, concrete cleaning, driveway cleaning, roof washing, any keywords related to a service you're offering, pressure washing, you'd be found as a top recommended option when those phrases or keywords are typed into the search bar. Okay, but I do have a question for you, Colin. I know it would vary depending on the size of job that you'd be taking on, of course, but when it comes to servicing your clients, or how many clients, in other words, how many clients would we have to bring every month in order to offset the price and make it become profitable for you?
So it's $149 to start out with for 1 month or 2 months.
1 month. Yes, on a month per month basis. So 1 month one, it would be 149. Month two is 149. Month three is 149. It's locked in at that discounted rate. It never changes or goes up on you.
Okay, so I would say for 149, if I can get 10 customers a month, I mean minimum, that would probably offset it just enough.
I would understood.
There's more, but I would say around that.
Okay. Well, if it's around 10 clients, you know, obviously this is meant to bring you more clients than that. But the reason why I do ask that question to begin with is because I did type in the area. I typed in pressure washing services in the area of Houston, and I wanted to see how many searches were conducted in the local area. So I typed it into the whole Houston area. Now, you're in a densely populated area. It's huge. But it shows me for pressure washing services in the last 30-day time frame, it's been searched by consumers 1,002 times. Now, and I'm not gonna mislead you whatsoever and say that we're gonna be able to bring you over 1,000 pressure washing jobs. That's not realistic whatsoever. But the goal, it is to place your company in front of a percentage of those searches that help to help you get that 10 or more clients that you're looking for. And the way that we would go about doing that for you, Colin, is we would go into each individual area and we program your company in front of the audiences that are already looking for those services. Once you program your company in those areas where the searches are being conducted from, that's going to lead a large majority of those phone calls towards your company from those consumers that are doing that search, of course. But then what we also found out is when the calls come directly to you by consumers that are already out there in need of a service you're offering, when they call you directly, there's a very likely chance of you landing that job from that consumer that's giving you that direct phone call. So it's just very important to be an option on the front page when they're doing that search, of course. And then we also offer targeted marketing. So I know the home base for you is in the Houston area, but when it comes to servicing your clients, do you like to stay within the local zip code or stay pretty local for the most part, or does it really just depend on the job, on how far you decide to travel?
It depends on the job, the size of the job. But for right now, I'd say a 10-mile radius from my current zip code. We're not really set up for big commercial work at the moment. So it's pretty much within a 10 to 15-mile radius of my zip code for right now.
Perfect, perfect. Okay, so now what we allow you to do, if you're just trying to start off with a 10 to 15 mile radius outside of the zip code you're in, 77079, what we allow you to do is hand select any cities, towns, or zip codes that you would like to provide your services in. The reason we allow you to hand select areas, Colin, is because it's your area. So you know the areas around you that may be a bit more profitable for you to work in or the areas that bring you a larger amount of income. So the goal over here is to program you to the areas that are making the most bang for your buck, so to speak. But again, you know, that's why we do offer the services here with a 2-month verbal agreement, Colin. It does strictly make us performance-based, but the only way we're going to keep you coming back to us for the third month moving forward is by providing results within that first 2-month time frame that's quoted. But I'm sure with all of the services included, you can see the value of giving the program a shot so we can prove to you how well it's going to work for your company, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, it's definitely going to be something that we make you happy with, Colin. In order to make sure that we would be representing you properly on the front page, what I would have to do here on the front end is just verify some business information in regards to the company and make sure that we have everything accurate. Okay. Now for the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact. Now, the number that we've been speaking on, the 346-381-8552, would that be the best number for us and your clients to reach you on, or do you have an alternate number?
I will give you the number that I need the clients to call would be a different number than my phone number. So if y'all need to speak to me directly, it's two separate numbers.
Okay. What's the number that you would like the contact number?
The other contact number will be, one second, let me get it for you.
Yes, sir.
That'd be 281.
Okay.
794-5453.
5453. That's the number that you want their clients to reach you out on, to reach out to you on?
Yes, sir.
Okay, absolutely. We can do that for you. That's not a problem. So just kind of verify the number. I have 281-794-5453.
Correct.
Okay. And then also call in for the account purposes. What's your last name?
Todd, T-O-D-D.
And what would be the best email address to use for you or your company?
Colin Todd. Colin has two L's in it. So colintodd.1@icloud.com.
iCloud.com. Okay, so I have Colin with two L's, todd.1@icloud.com?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And then also, we do need you to get you PIN verified inside of the local area that you're in. That's where Google, they recognize you as a legitimate company. Now, what would be the best address for the company?
14938 Cindy Wood Drive. That's one word.
Cindy Wood is?
Texas. Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. And is that a business location, storefront, or is it a home address?
That would be a home address.
So if it's a home-based business, we're never going to showcase that for the public to see. That will be hidden. But what we are going to do is draw a circle around the zip code that you're located in. That way consumers know the area you're coming to service them from, but they wouldn't know directions to where you live, of course.
That's perfect.
Okay. All righty. And then also the hours of operation for the company, how would you like them shown? Is it like Monday through Friday? Is it Monday through Saturday? How does that work for you?
Let's do Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m.
On Saturdays too?
Yes, even on Saturdays.
All right, 8 to 6. All right, I like that. Okay. And then when you're finished with the job, what methods of payments are you able to accept from your clients? Can you accept all forms like cash, checks, credit cards, or how does that work?
Yes, all forms is fine.
Okay, all righty. And then did you have any other forms of media out there, like social media-wise, like an Instagram, a Facebook, anything like that that's built yet?
We have a Facebook, and we have a I'm also on Angie's List as well.
Perfect. Okay, all righty. And then also, now, Colin, if we would need to get a hold of you in regards to the account that you have with us, how would you prefer us to reach you? Would you prefer a phone call, a text message, an email? What would be the best way you prefer us to reach you?
A phone call to this number.
Okay, to your cell phone. Okay, absolutely, we can do that. All right. And then also, what I'm doing right now is I'm sending you over an email. The email is going to give you two forms of contact. It's going to fall into your inbox labeled client support. And then inside of the email, right when you open it, it's going to be client support's phone number. And then at the very bottom of the same email, you're going to have my phone number that's attached there as well. That way, each and every time you try to call in, you have something that needs to be changed or adjusted, or a question, of course, you can reach a live agent where we can get addressed those for you immediately. All righty, and then I just press the send button right now, and just give me 1 minute here. It'll show me that it sends over to you successfully. Okay, perfect. So that's sitting in your inbox, Colin. Now, the last thing that we would need to do here, in order for us to be able to secure the listing, would be securing the payment at the discounted rate. In order to secure the $149 discounted rate today, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card, a credit card? What works best for your business?
Let's do a credit card.
Okay, now does the credit card read with your name on it and the business name, or does it just have one or the other?
Let me take that back. We'll do a debit card. It'll just be my personal name.
Okay. And then if it's a debit card, they normally read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat the numbers from the left to the right, I'll repeat those numbers back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
All right, it'll be 4000.
Okay.
2225.
Okay.
2898.
Okay.
1253.
And the expiration month in here?
Expiration is 0426.
And the little code that's on the back?
560.
560. And is that car connected to the home address of the 14938 Cindy Wood Drive?
Yes, it is. And the name of the card is Samuel E. Todd.
It's what? I'm sorry, Samuel what?
Samuel Todd. And my initial Colin.
Gotcha. Understood. All righty. And we'll still call you Colin, but just for the account purposes, we're going to put Samuel Todd. Okay? All righty, Colin. And then also, give me 1 second here. And what I'm going to be doing right now is I'm going to be putting together your package, but also going over a 90-second voice verification. But before I do that, I just want to repeat those numbers back to you here for accuracy. So I do have a Visa, since it starts with a 4000-2225-2898. 1253, and I have April 26 and 560.
Yes, correct.
Okay. All right. Now the code is the card is coded out. Now I'm going to be going over this voice verification with you right now. It's only about 90 seconds long, but it reads as follows. Okay. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is also an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?"
Todd Brothers Pressure Washer.
Thank you very much. And please state your name and title within the business.
Sam McCollum Todd, and title would be CEO, owner.
Thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business today?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And to get results, oh, and you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct? You said it was your personal credit card or debit card?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, all right. And then to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I'm sorry, repeat that last one.
Okay, so in other words, that, I know that question's kind of tricky. So in other words, what it's asking, if another company gives you a call and they're offering you some sort of marketing or advertising, to make sure that you wouldn't double pay for a service that we already are providing for you over here if you decided to move forward with them, before doing so, we just ask that you give us a call before moving forward with that other company so we can make sure you don't double pay for a service.
Got you, absolutely.
Okay, thank you. And your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today's date. That's going to be August 5th, 2022. It's going to be charged in the very discounted and non-refundable amount of just $149. This would be a reoccurring payment because it's a two-month verbal agreement. But when the second month term is completed, your agreement would renew the following month on the same day of the 5th, but it would renew in that same discounted amount of $149. That rate will never change or go up on you. Now, Colin, you may discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we would just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so that does conclude the voice verification. What I'm doing right now is I'm going to be having my finance team run the 149. As soon as that 149 does go through, you're going to be getting an invoice sent over to you via email showing you that 149 came out of your account. I'm just putting the last finishing touches on the package here. Just give me a few seconds. And then also, we got to set you up for what we call a client interview. Now, the client interview process, that's when you actually sit down with our certified technicians that are here in-house from Google, and they'd be going over, like, the keyword content with you, service areas that we're programming it to work in, and they're also going to be going over a small testimonial in regards to the company to make sure that we're representing you properly, of course. Okay, now,
okay.
Give me 1 second here. I'm just waiting for that confirmation, but actually, I'll wait for the confirmation. I'm going to open up their calendar right now and see what times I have available for you. So give me 1 moment.
It'll have to be next week.
All right. Understood. Okay, yeah, I was going to have to push it out till next week anyways. But so on the 8th, I do have Monday open all day. What time will work best for you? Is it morning, mid-afternoon, or afternoon?
Let's do around noon.
Around noon?
Afternoon.
Okay, all righty. So let's go ahead and do, give me a second here. How does 11 o'clock sound?
That'll work.
Okay, all righty. Give me a moment. And then, like I said, I'm going to be sending you over this calendar invite as well, and I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the Local Splash team. Colin, the payment did go through. What we're going to do is strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. Okay, I'm excited for you. So that's going to be a profitable service. Now, also, give me now, are you able to pull up your emails while I have you on the line, Colin?
Yep. It was, okay, I just got your email, actually. I think it was
perfect,
but I just got it.
Perfect. Now, did you see, there's one that says Local Splash initial invoice? Because you're going to get, like, 2 or 3 from me.
Yeah, I got Local Splash and initial invoice.
Okay, so go ahead and pull up the invoice for me. I'm going to go ahead and provide you with your username for your client dashboard that we provide you with. So let me know when you have it pulled up. About the 5th line down from the top, when you pull up that email, it says, "Please click here to accept the subscription terms."
Yep, I'm on it.
Okay, perfect. Now, once you click that, that's going to take you to another page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience at the very top. As you scroll down, that's going to show you you and your partner the services included within the package. Now, if you scroll all the way down for me towards the bottom, you see in bigger letters where it says cancellation and refunds?
Yes.
Okay, so right underneath that, there's a little checkbox that says I certify that all the information is true and accurate, or I'm authorized cardholder and all the information is true and accurate. You would check that little box underneath that, and then you would sign your name. So sign it out, your full name, Samuel C., and then Todd, and then use capitals. But once you confirm your signature, it's gonna take you to another page that says Local Splash username and password. So let me know when you get to that page, please.
Right here. Got it.
Perfect. Now, Colin, the password is going to be your phone number. The username is going to be your phone number, area code first, 346-381-8552. And then the password, that's going to be created for you and given to you during the time of the client interview. Okay, and then once you disconnect with my agents after the interview is over, then you can customize the username and the password after it's given to you. That way, nobody else knows what it is if you choose to do so. Okay, but that's the only requirement that we do have for me today. It just speeds up the client interview process. But I do want to ask, I know we did get you all set up on my end to get you a call on Monday the 8th at 11 o'clock. But before we disconnect, did you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime?
Yeah, am I going to be getting an email with directions or address for this interview? And then
no, it's not. I'm sorry about that. It's just a phone interview. Okay, so it's, need to be. Yeah, you're not going to be going. You don't need to go into an office or anything like that. It's just going to be a phone interview. It takes about 30 minutes. If you have some questions for them, it could take longer. Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty, but they're going to be giving you. Yeah, that phone interview is going to be coming to you tomorrow. On the 8th at 11 a.m. Okay. So give me one more moment here. I just want to make sure that it does send over to you successfully. Like I said, I'm sending you over that calendar invite. And when you do receive it, go ahead and accept it for me. So give me two more seconds here while I make sure it sends over to you successfully. All right. I just sent off the information, the invite right now. So... You should be receiving that here momentarily. Yeah, it does show me the emails that sent over to you successfully, so that should be sitting in your inbox here.
All right, we'll refresh the page.
All right.
It might take a few more minutes, like last email.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, it does show me that it's sent over to you successfully on my end, so it might just be taking a few moments to get over to you. But the other ones did come over to you, right? Like the invoice and the client, the other one? Welcome to Local Splash? Oh. Okay. All right. Now, basically, like I said, that is going to be coming over to you here momentarily. Like I said, just watch out for that. Like I said, you don't need to be like a Hawkeye on it. Just make sure that it gets you accept it before the weekend is over, before the time of the client interview. Okay. But other than that, Colin, I did get you all set up on my end to get you that call on Monday the 8th. Now, I do always like to ask before we disconnect again, did you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime?
Nope, not at the moment. How did you find my business? Contact me.
So Tara, she's a research analyst. Lulu, she's a research analyst. She has a team of 30 agents on her team calling out in the area. So you forward it over to her from our inventory department. Usually our inventory department pre-screens you from one of the directories that you may have out there. It could be some have a Yelp, some have a Home Advisor. So they could have pulled you from one of the directories that are out there. So that's probably where they found you, through one of the directories. And you said you had a Angie's Leads. So that's probably where they pulled you from.
Okay, awesome. I'll figure that out. All right, that's all I had.
All right, Colin, well, we appreciate it. We appreciate your time and the opportunity to earn your business. Just, like I said, wait for that call. We want to make sure this is working for you. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, use our numbers. You have those sitting in your inbox. Other than that, just wait for that call. Come Monday on the 8th at 11, we'll get the rest of this ball rolling for you, okay?
All righty. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it. Enjoy your weekend.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.